Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Steve Hartman.
I didn't do anything. Basically, are you high? No.
Mike Costa.
I don't want to be the one to tell you so, but I tell you so.
It's Loose Cannons time.
Hour number two, the Loose Cannons on Extra 1360, Fox Sports San Diego, 103.3 FM as well. 2 days away from the start of the baseball season.
Let's go.
Two more days. Getting ready for the 162-game grind. Padres, of course, will open up against the Brewers. That'll be a day game that day. A quick reminder, next Monday,
NCAA
championship game. Who will it be? Winner of Loyola Chicago, Michigan versus the winner of Villanova and Kansas. Whoever it is will be there at American Junkie downtown in the Gas Lamp. That's where we're going to be doing our show on Monday. And of course, we'll hear the game right here on your home of the March Madness. But we'll be out there counting down to the game and watching the game. So if you want to join us, American Junkie in the Gas Lamp.
Yeah, right there, 628 Fifth Avenue. Going to be hanging out. Great venue.
Oh.
Awesome food, lots of TVs and stuff. So come down, settle in. We'll be there at 3 o'clock and we'll lead you right up to tip off of the national championship game.
I was showing Ernie some of the pictures of the inside. He goes, hello. Oh, yeah.
Will Ernesto Martinez be making an appearance down there? Huh?
Yeah.
No jury duty or T-ball?
If my visa works, I'll definitely go to the gas.
Your credit card?
Which one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call, because I tried using it this afternoon and it didn't work.
How did the T-ball go that day? Did you have T-ball or was it?
I posted a picture of Henry slugging away.
Slugging away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he have the aptitude? Are you smelling it right now?
There is a fantastic picture I took from Saturday.
Right.
It's awesome.
Now, you have the tee set up, right? Did you show him? I mean, you showed him how you did it right back in the day.
No, I let him. I want him. I don't want him to take any of my batting tips in for him. Although, in all my years of playing baseball, I, for some reason, always went to right field. No, if and everything was just right over there. First hit he ever got.
Are you a lefty?
No, I'm a righty.
Oh, wow.
I was to tell you, I got around the ball pretty late.
Not a lot of guys get around late from a tee. You know, that's the thing that
the
is
ball stationary.
Pretty tough to be late on your swing when it's on a tee.
What made it more magical is his first hit last year in fall ball was a solid drive to right.
That's
field.
Nice. That is awesome. It brings a tear to your eye.
See, the thing
their
about
first
it is,
hit. It's like when Topher found his first egg.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
2 years ago.
Yeah. But now he's got competition. Now he's going to have competition this year. No, you know, the thing about it is, as he progresses through Little League, more than any other sport, and I think almost any parent that's had their kids in all these sports will agree, there is the biggest leap year to year in baseball. Baseball is the one where, like, each year is the cutoff. It's like, you know, each year is a significant jump.
It's already happened.
Yeah,
from
it
last
is.
Year.
Wait to see the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Major leagues. Can you imagine when you're there for his first Padre game? Wow. You know, in that opening day lineup.
I'll be there for that one.
And you'll hit like 210 in the spring, but you'll say, don't worry, spring training means nothing.
Oh, my God. You'll be in the stands with your little shawl on, your kimchi dish, chopsticks.
I just found out in 2012, Nick Hundley hit 441 for the Padres in spring, hit 157 that
See,
year.
There you
okay,
go.
I just want to make sure you understand how springs are. All right. Hey. It's that time.
4 and 4! 4 and 4!
Four top stories of the day.
4 and 4!
Jordy Martinez. He's always laughing.
Four at Four is brought to you by Sombrero Mexican Food, serving the freshest San Diego-style Mexican food.
That's right. Baja-style tacos, your choice of fish, calamari, or new grilled shrimp. And if you're watching your way like I am, they have a plethora of awesome-tasting, healthy options. Check them out, SombreroMex.com.
One other note before we get started here, from your dear friend Rich, who we saw, by the way, when we were out there for our viewing party on Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how far back you go with him, Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go way back. He just sent this tweet. He goes, you tell him, Ernie, when the Padres stink in the spring, everyone jumps on that. This year, they finished top six in all of baseball, and spring training suddenly doesn't mean squat.
Very true.
All right.
Very true.
So there we go.
We are that fickle.
What have you done for us lately?
Yes, we are. Yes.
All right, let's get it started.
Number four.
Wet takes for nothing.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, the big news today in sports is obviously centered around the NBA world with the shattering news that Lithuania's greatest player ever, LiAngelo Ball, has made himself available for the upcoming NBA draft.
All right. So LiAngelo, of course, his father has already designated him to be a Laker. Remember that? The Lakers will end up with all three Ball brothers. The Lakers have the 25th pick and the 44th pick in the draft. What would you say the odds are of them drafting LiAngelo Ball?
I tweeted
0.0.
I tweeted out a picture earlier today. And I said, with 100% certainty, I know that these four people have a better chance of getting drafted into the NBA before LiAngelo Ball. And it was Sister Jean. It was Richard Simmons. It was the inbred banjo kid from Deliverance. And then it was your common household blender. So, yeah, sure.
He's playing in the NBA. While everybody else was playing a full college schedule, all the one-and-dones, this one-and-done played 9 games in the Lithuanian League.
He's ready.
Averaging 15.7 games. Some of those games against high school kids from Lithuania.
How many packs of cigarettes do you think he consumed?
Well, secondhand smoke?
Yeah, he comes into the league with black lung.
It's funny when you're talking about the competition over in Lithuania. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes had a great piece on Adekubo this week. They talked about his brother and the league that they played in, and they talked to the one scout, and he's like, well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is the competition that you'd find in, what would you call it, the YMCA. So they are like, that's how they got on the radar, was watching him school YMCA equivalent talent.
See, what I don't understand is, you know, LeVar Ball has been rather quiet recently. He hasn't said a whole lot.
He really has been, right?
Yeah, and Lonzo actually had a pretty good game this last game with 7 out of 8 shooting after that horrific run. He can't make a free throw. Have you noticed that with Lonzo Ball now?
That's important, too.
Yeah, you need to do that in the
Officially
NBA.
Eliminated last night, Steve.
They were officially eliminated from the playoffs, yes. But LiAngelo Ball, what are his options? He might have to spend his whole career in Lithuania. He may never leave Lithuania.
Is he even G League worthy?
No.
Can he shoot the free throw? Maybe he can come in for his brother.
Can't be any worse. So LiAngelo Ball announcing, I'm ready, NBA. And that's getting a big collective yawn.
Beautiful.
Number 3.
Time is running, I'm passing, I'm running, I'm passing. So you all better get right at this time, because it might be no next time, y'all.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, big day in the NFL as the owners' meetings continue to rule on. I don't know if it's a great day for NFL fans, though.
Well, there were rules that were passed. The new catch rule, all right? Basically, the catch rule goes back to the old rule, all right, the way it was before. So, you know, you catch the ball, you get the 2 feet in, or you cross the goal line.
Yes,
it doesn't matter what happens after that. It's a catch, all right? So that's good news. Here was something that was interesting. You remember the Gronk play where he...
Oh, the cheap shot.
The cheap shot where he pile-drive the guy after the play, and he was just given a 15-yard penalty when obviously he could have literally killed the guy when you're 6'6", 260, diving a guy's back. Well, now the NFL says the league office has the option to eject players even if the officials on the field fail to do so.
Even so, is that, and it's Al Riveron who will be making the decision from New York.
So he'll be watching from New York. And if he sees something that is so outrageous, like that Gronk play, he'll call in and said he's out of there.
Great.
Gone.
Let's add another 10 minutes to the broadcast.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Steve. So even if no flag, even if it's not seen and no flag is thrown, he calls in and goes, hey, Gene Steratore, stop the game, eject Gronk.
All right. Are we going to get into this argument about replay? I love replay. I love it a lot.
Well, in this case, certainly.
See, my thing about replay, here's what I would love to do with replay. It has to be all-inclusive. In other words, let's say you have a pass interference call. By the way, that's one thing they're not going to change. There was a suggestion by the Jets about doing the college rule. Pass interference, 15 yards. They didn't even they threw it out even before they voted on it.
That's terrible.
So let's say you have pass interference, right? And it's one of those plays where replay shows, wow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That was a terrible call. And by the way, it was a 50-yard penalty. That should be reviewable. Penalties should be reviewable. Let's say you have a critical holding call and it shows that it wasn't really a holding call. I'm not asking for more replays. In other words, you still have to limit how many replays you're allowed.
Just more aspects you can look at.
Belichick has said this. It should be all inclusive. If I want to replay a holding call, if I want to replay a pass interference call, I want to replay it and take another look, I should be able to do that.
You know how we talk in terms of millennials, or, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat, and they're you know, not watching games.
Right.
Yeah, replay does make the game longer. But because the football season is just so finite to begin with, are we really mad at a longer football game for us to watch?
I just want it right.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. If the byproduct is them getting it right.
You got to get it right. Now, do they take too long on replay? Yeah, I'll tell you what's been terrible. How about these replays in this NCAA basketball tournament? They're endless. You know, the ball's knocked out of bounds, and they're looking, and they've shown the replay for us, oh, I don't know, 25 times. It clearly shows one team or the other knocked it out.
The Kansas Duke game.
They're looking.
We had four times they stopped action up at Staples Center between Michigan and Florida State to look at the replay.
It makes you think who's drinking more, you or the officials who are trying to officiate the call.
And I was having ice water.
Yeah, but my point is, aren't we looking at the same replay they're looking at?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can figure that out from our couch.
Right. You see it once, you're like, all right, there it is.
Yeah.
And then they're back there, they're looking and
but
looking.
Then
they converge, you know, like they get together.
Then they go
back to watch the replay.
Okay. John, and I forget his last name, he's like refereed four or five national championships games. He's done a bunch of Final Four games. He's considered one of the top.
Gruden?
No. College basketball referees. He's been pulled out of the Final Four and the national championship game for a call he and his team botched at some point in the the tournament. So they are so afraid of getting the wrong call. That's why they take forever on the replay.
Well, again, it shouldn't be that complicated. And how about this? Then have a replay official look at it. Don't have the officials look at them. Basically, the officials are looking at a situation where they're overturning themselves.
Yes.
A few bucks. They have a guy doing one job.
Do they have enough money to do that?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, exactly. NCAA have any money left over to get a full-time replay official for their NCAA tournament games?
Number two.
Odds are pure fantasy.
Yeah, this is laughable. By the way, with the first Major coming up our way next week.
Yes.
We will do our first Loose Cannons Masters pool.
Ooh, that's right. I'm looking forward to that.
Or major pool, excuse me.
Never done one of those before.
You never played that before?
No.
Ernie, you've really been good in our contest, haven't you?
I don't know. What do you call good? Yeah.
Well, good for us because you're behind us. That's the key, you know. The good.
Is there any adding or subtracting? Or
have we paid off Costi yet for his big victory?
No, you have not. You have not.
Yeah, I bought him a Snickers, I think, from the...
No. You did. That's right, you did. Thank you, Ernie.
Didn't he say steak? Was in order.
Yeah, Ernie heard Snickers.
I'm still looking.
It was one of those Snickers that said something, though, so it said steak on it.
The steak of candy.
Yeah. I'm still looking for Sizzler.
I mean, if we're gonna have these contests, you got to pay them off.
Right.
Right?
Right. You still owe me a Manziel jersey.
Look, I ran in my underwear. It took me how many months to finally get out there and run in my underwear?
I paid it off.
All right. Okay, so the odds are out on the Masters, which, by the way, will start a week from Thursday. I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
And the favorite at 9-1 is Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Get this. So Tiger is at 9-1. So you got like Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy are at 10-1.
Bubba.
You've got Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson are like 16-1. Spieth at 14-1. All these guys that, you know, have been winning the majors over the last, 5 or 6 years. Tiger Woods is favored. His current world ranking is number 104. Now, since his comeback, he's played in 8 tournaments. He's finished in the top 5 in the last 2. But do you know this? Since he won his last major, the U.S. Open, 10 years ago, 2008 at Torrey.
Yeah.
There have been 38 majors played, and he has not played in 14 of those. Not even played in 14. He hasn't played any major in the last 3 years. The last major he played in was in 2015. And he missed the cut the last 3 times he was in majors. So this idea that a couple of tournaments where he played decently,
yes,
suddenly he's favored to win the Masters?
The last time he was at Augusta was 2015?
2015, right.
Is the PGA sending checks to the odds makers to say, hey, we need to get our sport back on?
You know what the odds makers, they post the numbers. You know who's making those odds? People. They're betting. Everyone is betting on Tiger Woods to win the Masters. That's what's happening here.
Okay, I'm not ready to say Tiger is back. I'm also not ready to say, oh my God, he can't be effective at Augusta. If anybody knows Augusta, it's Tiger Woods.
But he hasn't played there.
Yes.
He missed 2014. He did play in 2015, tied for 17th, missed 2016. He has not played in 3 of the last 4 Masters.
And did they change the course during that period?
They have.
Well, they tried to Tiger-proof it.
Right. Well, that was initially, but they continue to tinker with that course. So, yeah, there are definitely changes from the last time he played in the Masters.
We all know you have to be able to putt.
Oh.
At Augusta, because you're putting on crystal.
That's challenging greens of any course in the world.
But, you know, in any time you see them do the helicopter flyby of the holes and the fairways, you also got to be straight as an arrow. And Tiger right now ain't straight off the tee.
Yeah, you don't have to. The great thing about the Masters, if you look at the champions, you think of the Bombers, you know, Nicklaus back in the day, Palmer. But, you know, Gary Player won 3 Masters, not a long hitter. Ben Crenshaw was not a long hitter, but he was a masterful putter. It's the one major where
you got to shape your shots.
You know, the only guy that really could never play that course was Lee Trevino. He hated that course. Played well there.
Tiger wasn't a good putter when he came up initially, wasn't he? I thought he struggled
clutch
at
clutch putting, though. He
hit the big ones when he had to.
He was like Nicklaus. Nicklaus was the longest hitter and the best clutch putter. That's what Tiger was. He was the longest hitter and the best clutch putter.
You look at a guy like Mike Weir.
Yeah.
When he won it.
Yeah.
Same thing. Shaped his shots beautifully. Didn't bomb. You can't go out there. It's not like playing Torrey where it's like, hey, I'm going to launch a 350.
Right.
You have to limit your drives to set you up for that all important second shot.
You got
to
take advantage of the par fives.
Yes.
But I'll tell you one thing. The ratings are already up for golf. I mean, with all the hype about Spieth and all these guys, forget it. Nobody is in Tiger's class. And if somehow, some way, on Sunday, he's in, like, let's say the final 3 pairings.
Forget it.
Where he still has a chance to win it.
Could be the highest rated ever.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be the highest rated Masters ever. So we'll see if Tiger delivers on his odds being the favorite to win the Masters?
Number one.
Just for starters.
Well, as far as the rotation is concerned for our beloved Padres.
Yes.
We know that Clayton Richard's going to be there Thursday for opening day against the Brewers.
Yes, he will be.
Dinelson Lamet, though, no. We know is not going to be there.
We don't know how long. Well, it's going to be Robbie Erlin or Tyson Ross. I'm going to guess Ross. As well as he pitched in the spring, let's get a look. Let's see if he can do that. Well, here's the big question for this starting. How many of these guys can go six?
We'll find out.
All right, I want
I'll
a prediction.
I don't know for 500.
All right, this is a year-long prediction, all right?
Okay.
Out of 162 games, how many games will the Padres starter go at least six full innings out of 162? All right, that's the question. Out of 162 games, how many games will the Padres starter go at least six full innings?
I'm going to think
not into the six full innings.
I'm going to say on the high end, I'm going to go 61 games.
61 games out of 162.
51 just popped in there for me.
51. How about you, Brent?
I was going to say about 55.
55.
What do you think, Osage 1?
Eight. No.
Well, they were last in the majors last year in complete games.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, did they have one complete game or zero?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Two, I think.
Clayton Richard had both of them.
Oh, two. They had two last year.
Yeah.
All right. I will say, I think you guys are being generous. Although, honestly, if you think about it, let's say you only had 40 out of 162, your bullpen will be
taxed.
Shot.
Yes, and I'm thinking about the bullpen. Yeah, so I'm.
So I think what's going to I think your numbers are right, right. I'll go even higher. I'll go 65.
Wow.
And I only say that because Andy Green realizes, you know, there'll be games where I just can't exhaust my bullpen. I'm just going to have to let this guy continue to get lit up. Game's already lost, you know. You have that pitching line, six innings, 19 hits, 18 runs all earned, but you're saving the bullpen.
But then again, you'll have that offense to pick up where the yes. pitching falls short.
Brent, what number did you give?
55.
I'm going okay. 65. Ernie went 61, and you went 51.
Okay.
All right, so let's mark that down.
All right.
How many games, we'll ask you out there, I don't call, but I mean, just send us, how many games out of 162 do you think Padres starters will go at least six full innings?
God.
All right. Send us a tweet at Canner Hartman at Costa 1360 or text us 70470.
So what are the 49ers, Seahawks, and Cardinals now thinking with the Rams' most recent free agent moves? Jay Paris is going to fill us in on supremacy in the NFC West after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Rich coming up tomorrow right at noon on the Mark and Rich Show. Okay, so it's been around for decades now, but one head coach in the NFL says it needs to be done away with. We'll tell you what we're talking about right at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Hey, remember, the Final Four comes your way Saturday afternoon. Michigan and Loyola of Chicago meet up. Kansas and Villanova battling in the second game right here on your home for the madness. Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
A lot of NFL news, of course, guys switching teams. We're counting down to the draft. But no team, to me, has done more. And that's not necessarily a good thing. Than the Rams. I mean, when you add Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and now you got Ndamukong Suh next to Aaron Donald, what the hell is going on? The Rams, on paper, have a juggernaut that should literally wipe out the entire league.
I believe it's seven former first rounders on defense.
Crazy stuff. But what about the personalities? Are they going to mesh? Joining us right now, author of Game of My Life, Stories of the Rams. Of course, he did a similar book with the Chargers. Associated Press author Jay Paris is back on with the Cannons. Jay, how you doing today?
What's going on, guys? I hear what you're saying about the Rams. I don't know if you just saw this. It just moved across the wire. They did the catch rule today, the NFL. Now they're going to do the catch and release. They said the Rams have to get rid of some of these guys. They're building too tough a defense. The rest of the NFL is taking notice.
All right. But, I mean, okay, on paper, first of all, the idea of Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald side by side, wow. And then, obviously, the upgrade at the cornerback positions of the Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. But when we talk about Talib, when you talk about Peters, and you talk about Suh, these are complicated personalities that have not always meshed with their previous teams. Can a 70-year-old Wade Phillips handle these guys?
You know, there's a lot of good churches in L.A. If you want to go see a bunch of choir boys, you can take any one of them. This is football, man. You want as many nasty guys on that side as you want. Look at Sue. He's been fined $250,000 in fines over the years. Obviously, the most dirtiest player in the NFL. Talib, you know, he likes gold chains, especially if Crabtree's wearing them. He's a low, too. And then Peters, you know, he's booted from UW. He got kicked out of a game last year, came back without his socks on. I mean, these guys are they're wired a little different. But Wade Phillips, in his, as they like to say, 871 season, he's seen all this nonsense. He can handle this. He's wrestled cattle with his old man Bum. You know, he's taken down tougher guys than this. And Talib said because of Wade being here, that was one of the reasons he wanted to be here. He had two Pro Bowl seasons under him, and they won a Super Bowl up in Denver. And then Peters, you know, young and a little high spirit, if you will. But I think really Sean McVay said it best. His defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips, has more swag than all three of those guys. They're confident they're going to be able to switch to that 3-4, and those guys will follow the line. If you want to win a title, sometimes you'll toe the line, if you will.
Jay, I saw where you put out on Twitter that you would conveniently explain to us why Sue said no to my beloved Raiders. Is there a backstory to why he cut off his visit to Oakland?
Well, you know, when you go to Naboo in Malibu and you're sitting there having dinner and following all the Malibu people and the Hollywood people, I just think he saw an opportunity to win a title.
Okay.
And I think he, in his career, 9 years in now, that he thinks that he can maybe be that missing piece. You know, it's hard to choose Hollywood over Oakland, but, you know, sometimes that's what you got to do.
But the thing about it is, Jay, when you look at this, what the Rams are doing right now,
right,
and Ndamukong Suh signing a 1 year deal. Remember, Aaron Donald is going to get a max deal after this year, and then after that, you got Gurley for a max deal. And then you're going to have Goff for a max deal. So they're rolling the dice on this one season because at some point, a lot of these guys are going to have to go because they're going to be pressed up against that cap.
Absolutely. I mean, they are pushing all the chips into the middle of the table, if you will, with Sue. You know, Donald's going to blow all these contracts out of water, which he should. I mean, he's the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And what I thought was interesting is they ran all this by Donald first, and they go, look, Sue's going to be making, what, $14 million, and you're going to be well underpaid next to him. Are you okay with that? He said yes. You know, he held out last year to make a point, but he seems to be on board with the opportunity to get Sue. But what you mentioned, what's on the horizon for the Rams, that's one of the reasons they're able to do all that this year. All the bets are done. They're all under 25. They haven't hit the real big payday yet. So kind of a window of opportunity, inside a window of an opportunity, the Rams think they can hit gold right now, especially with NFC West, you know, kind of been turned on its toes as well. I mean, this team came off 10 straight losing years and flipped the 4-12 season to 11-5. That winning stuff felt pretty good, and they want to keep it going.
Jay Paris with us here talking about the moves the Rams have made. Jay, how seriously are they in on possibly getting Odell Beckham Jr.?
You know, I put nothing past these guys. They still got the money. Odell, you know, among the weaknesses or among the holes they would need to fill is that wide receiver. They got Robert Woods, of course, Cooper Kupp, but they let Sammy Watkins go. It was another reason why they had some money freed up. So, you know, they could use a guy down there, and to have Odell and to have his ability to take the pressure off everybody, that would really be a heck of a heck of an addition. Now, you talk about adding another personality that's got a little spit and shine to it. Odell certainly has that. But it seems like the Rams are fearless. I mean, let's remember Les Snead, not that bunch. I mean, they traded up from number 15 to go get Goff. And they weren't too shy about going into hiring the youngest coach ever in NFL history and pairing him with a 70-year-old defensive coordinator in Wade Phillips. So this isn't a timid organization. This seems like an organization that not only wants to be winners, but Steve, as you know, in LA, you got to have stars, baby, and you better create a buzz. And when you're asking $100,000 for a personal seat license, you better have some players that the people know without reaching for the program.
Absolutely. Jay, you know, when I look at the odds right now in Vegas, despite everything the Rams are doing, some odds have the 49ers listed ahead of the Rams. Everyone has just bought into this. Jimmy Garoppolo cannot be beaten. By the way, do you see the picture of his new girlfriend? Yeah. Phenomenal. All right. So when you look at this, this potentially could be the rivalry in the NFL in the next few years, the Rams and the 49ers. Are people a little premature to jump on that 49er bandwagon just based on those five wins they finished their regular season with last year?
You know, I think it's encouraging, and I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the power structure has been wrestled away from the Cardinals and the Seahawks. And it's like the old days, baby, the Niners and the Rams going at it like they have for so long. It's such a great rivalry, and it's been down for so long. I think Jimmy G, you tip your hat for what he did, and I guess according to your observation of his girlfriend, what he continues to do. But he hasn't been doing any pressure games. I mean, the Niners are out of it. And let's see what happens when there's a playoff game on the line, or when the stakes are a little bit higher. You know, tip your hat to what he was able to do. But yeah, the growth of Goff last year, I think, was maybe somewhat overlooked. You know, 25 touchdowns, 7 interceptions after going 0-7 his rookie year. The way they flipped him and that whole offense, again, you got to give credit to Sean McVay. But I can see where they're going with Jimmy G. But you know, you still got to do it in the early months and when it means something to me.
Jay, are the Seahawks slowly fading from the conversation?
I think so. You look at, you know, they kind of peaked, and they peaked when, you know, they had the beast, and I don't know if they ever got over that bonehead call from Pete Carroll and Richard Sherman, but, you know, was bringing it up to the day he left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys get old, and Father Time's undefeated, and I think that defense just got a little aged on them, and their offensive weapons really kind of just came down to Russell Wilson. And when they had the trouble on the offensive line, you don't have a running game either. So, you know, Russell went from first running for yardage for running for his life, and that's not a good recipe.
Final word here, Jay. There's another team in L.A.
Right.
The Raiders.
Are the Rams, yeah, exactly. Are the Rams really out to just bury their future tenants? I mean, are they just out to absolutely make them how the Clippers were when they first moved to L.A. as compared to the Lakers? I know there's a lot of people who think somehow the Bolts are a breakout team. I don't see it. They think they have a Super Bowl-ready roster, but obviously you have a better idea of that. Are the Rams out to bury that second team in L.A.?
I think we've talked so much about the football stuff and the stuff in between the lines. I think you'd have to go to the front office and the ownership and the very top and maybe look at Dean Spanos and maybe look at Stan Kroenke and just appreciate how competitive Stan Kroenke is. I mean, these guys are going for the same dollars. I know there's 16 million people up there and 5 billion Fortune 500 companies and all that. But at some point, some of these people are going to have to make that choice. Do I want to pluck down that personal seat license money for a Rams team or the Chargers team? So I think Stan Kroenke and his business background, he's going for the throat, and he's putting the pedal to the metal, and everything they do tells you just that, and I don't see them letting up at all.
Well, the Chargers did sign a blocking tight end to compare to Ndamukong Suh. So
they got Caleb Sturgis.
Well, that's true. They did.
Yeah, and they reached out to Rolf Gronkowski too. So
yeah. Exactly. Well, John Carney ready for the comeback. All right, Jay, always great to catch up with
Thanks,
you. Thanks so much.
All right, hey, we're at the L.A. Times Book Festival, USC, April 21st and 22nd. Come on out. If you're up that way, I'll take a glass of Leafs or something.
There it is. All right, Jay. Thanks so much. The great Jay Parrish joining us right there. So, yeah, the Rams making a lot of noise. And, yes, they are understanding in that market, if you want the fans to show up, it's not just enough to win. You need stars. And the Rams right now are absolutely loaded.
God bless them.
All right, speaking of stars, John Gruden was thought to be a star hiring by the Raiders. What the hell is going on? Gruden is back. But is he trying to go way far too back? You got to hear what the head coach of the Raiders says, well, in general, coming up next.
Tomorrow morning on Hardwick and Richards, what would be a successful season for Padres manager Andy Green and hoping to land Chase Headley at 8:30. We get started at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Cannon's here. By the way, we have a major announcement at 5:30. Major. That's all I'll say right now. Major announcement at 5:30. I keep laughing about it. You don't be laughing then. 5:30, no. Major announcement. Cannon Shot of the Day winner will get a pair of tickets to see Rascal Flatts September 14th at Mattress Firm Amphitheater. Call us at 570-1360. Tweet at Cannon Hartman, at Costa1360, or text us 70470 if you want to get in for the Cannon Shot of the Day. John Gruden.
Oh, yeah.
John Gruden.
My man.
Was first hired by the Raiders back in 1998 and apparently thinks it's still 1998. Or at least he wants everything to be like it was in 1998.
A little bit.
Now, when he was hired in 1998, he was the youngest head coach. He was fresh. He was a guy in his mid-30s. He was like Sean McVay with the Rams, right? He was that
exact
young
carbon
guy.
Copy. Yes.
He was progressive in his thinking. He brought a whole different attitude to a Raider team that was tired at the time. They had tired coaches, with all due respect to the great Art Shell and guys like that. They were tired. They needed young blood, an infusion of young blood. And Al Davis recognized this John Gruden could be that guy, and he was that guy. So 20 years later, you bring Gruden back, and you know what he is? He's one of those old tired guys in his mid-50s, where suddenly he looks around and like, why has everything changed? It was so good back in 1998.
Well, the CBA changed it all.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's made one comment after another. I mean, it wasn't just a comment. I mean, it is a continuation. His latest now is, we don't need replay. Is that right? Is that what he's saying right now?
He said at the annual league meetings in Orlando, if he had a wish list of changes, he said, and I quote, I'd like to eliminate instant replay, honestly. That would be my number one thing. Let the officials call the game. That's just my opinion. I try not to play that game of wish list. You know what I mean? I think slow-mo replay is the biggest problem with replay. When you're looking at it as a catch or isn't it a catch, at that speed, it's hard to tell. So I think if you threw that slow-mo out, I think you get back to common sense. Let the naked eye determine some of these calls, end quote.
All right, I got two words for you on why he said that. Tuck rule.
Yes.
You know, if you had seen that, if the officials had just seen that in regular time.
It's a fumble.
Woodson strips him, recovers, game over, Raiders win. But then they had replay.
Sure.
And they're looking at it in slow motion. Was that arm moving forward? Boom, tuck rule.
Well, they
changed the course of NFL history.
Yes, it did. Hello, Tom Brady.
All right. So my question isn't so much about changing rules. I'm just wondering if John Gruden.
Is the heart there?
Is he going to be working overtime like he did back when he was 34 years old?
They say the first day on the job, he was there at the crack of dawn, stayed late. They say he's still the Gruden grinder, as he was known in the broadcasting career with ESPN. They say there hasn't been a drop-off from the people that are still in the building from the last time he was there.
But he was also complaining about the fact that I don't have access to my players. I'm grinding. Where are the players?
Listen, that's him. That's everybody. Well, she's meant to take that back.
No, that's not everybody.
You're right. Everyone knows that
already.
This
is part of the collective bargaining agreement, and this is how it works. The players have less practice time. Wait till he gets to the regular season and finds out you only have a limited number of days over the course of the year to wear pads.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's in for a rude awakening. I think he knows what is coming his way as far as what he can and he can't do. Just put it this way. There's going to be no wasted times in the midst of a typical Raider practice with John Gruden there.
I like the story. I saw this story here. Michael Gelkin, our old buddy.
What's up, Mike?
Now with the Vegas Review-Journal. And he said that Gruden relishes his role as the Raiders' free agent closer. And he talked about Jordy Nelson. And to me, the jury's out on Jordy Nelson.
Well, can he come back from the injury?
Here's what I don't understand. If he's the closer, I guess the door was closed before it opened when it came to a guy by the name of Ndamukong Suh, who the Raiders, far more than Jordy Nelson, could have desperately used.
Yes.
In the middle of their defensive front, especially when you see Ndamukong Suh signing a one-year deal
right.
with the Rams. Because the Rams could only really afford to give him a one-year deal because they're going to have to give Aaron Donald a big deal after this year.
The Raiders are going to go heavy defense this year in the draft. Middle linebacker is needed. Defensive line interior help is needed. And also, they need someone to get on the other side of Khalil Mack with Bruce Irvin, you know, kind of getting along in the
team. They have no defense.
No, it's in the secondary. We're not even talking about the secondary yet.
What secondary? They have no secondary.
No, listen,
I'm going to make a prediction right now. All right, 2 years ago, they were 12-4. Last year, they were 6-10.
Okay.
I will ask you right now, will they be closer to 12-4 or 6-10 this year?
I think they have a legitimate shot at going 9-7, so they're...
That's in the middle.
That's in the middle.
That's a real cop-out answer.
No, I really think that's realistic.
I'm going to make a prediction right now, last in the AFC West. Last.
Worse than the Broncos?
Worse than the Broncos because obviously with Case Keenum, they've upgraded a quarterback. Their defense is way better than the Raiders' defense.
The Raiders' offensive line is still 1,000 times better than the Broncos. Broncos have no
that
running
offensive
game.
Offensive line, do you realize last year the Raiders in their 10 losses scored less than 20 points in all 10 of those games?
Well, Crabtree can't catch the ball.
Jeez! How about the fact that Derek Carr, overrated.
Took a massive step backwards, sure.
So what is it, Derek Carr?
No, part of it's on Derek Carr.
The magic that flashed in 2016?
Part of it's on Derek Carr, but part of it is on that boy wonder offensive coordinator who didn't do jack squat.
Well, who's going to be calling the plays for the Raiders now?
Gruden. Sure.
He hasn't called a play since 2008.
But he has been looking at film, watching games for how many years for ESPN?
2008 is about as relevant as 1988 in the NFL.
He has a grasp of NFL offenses.
Why, because probably, he did a TV show that said he did?
Absolutely.
A little quarterback corner there.
Well, not that, but I mean, watching film every week like he does.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Ye of so little faith.
He will be fired and Bill Callahan will be the new coach of the Raiders within a year. It'll be right there. All right. Yeah, Gruden is a bad hire. I know why they did it. I get it. They have to have some kind of, you know, move to Vegas, but I just don't see it. All right, let's qualify some right now for the cannon shot of the day. Drum roll, please. This out. Cannon shot came from
text line. Hey Costa, you're old, and so are your Raiders and your head coach.
Boom.
We are now less than 48 hours away from opening day. So, what should our mindset be with the Padres going into 2018? Business as usual, or this team? Can they make a run at the postseason? We'll hear what you have to say after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.